This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The CHLY radio program, Tiemnuk Huelmo, my honored fellow native people, has been on the air for a year, broadcasting three times a week from downtown Nanaimo. In that time, the groundbreaking program has attracted the attention of Canada's National Campus and Community Radio Association. The NCRA honored the program and its individual producers with a Nesky Award for Aboriginal Affairs and Cultural Programming at its June 2015 annual meeting in Halifax.
RCMCIS, Antipatsis Hachitasiat Sanemu, Ait Nusqualawin Quanislam Nam CM. Greatest creator of all, today we turn to you, great creator, thanking you for the beautiful morning that each and every one of us had woken to, knowing you have taken the tired energy away and replacing with the warm, great energy, allowing us to get up and look towards the day, the things that we have to do, and knowing that you have embraced those who are ailing, those who are in sorrow, having the guardian angel stand beside them, great creator. And great creator, I ask that you journey into the communities for the elders, to the young, embracing them, great creator, blessing the food that's nourishing their soul, great creator. I ask that of you today.
Thank you, Geraldine Manson, for that opening prayer. We're joined in the studio by Geraldine Manson along with Kenny Brault. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Thank you.
Kenny, you've been a programmer here at CHLY for a long time, but this particular project has been a priority for you for the past several years, and you were involved with the origins of the program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's been a while, wasn't it? Geraldine and I first met, and I checked the emails a while ago, 2010 and that. So it started off with a project with the first little song there, that song we heard with Tom Jones. I was seeking a First Nations artist to collaborate with, and she hitched me up with Tom. Amazing, amazing elder individual, very creative. Took us 4 years to develop our songs and our CD. But in the meantime, I found in the library lots and lots of First Nations music, and I started listening to that, and just was drawn to it, and something came alive, I guess, and decided that maybe we should try and meet our mandate, which was originally to have 7 hours of First Nations programming. So I put that proposal in, and it took a while to get going, different things going on and everything. Yeah. But like Geraldine said, don't be impatient, and when the time was right, in 2014, the time was right, just everything. I could tell you different things of why, but it just came together, and it started off one way, and it's now where it is now. Geraldine knows that. She's best at describing that.
Well, it seems that the original intent, as you have described it, was to bring Aboriginal music to the air, mm-hmm. but the program grew a great deal beyond that, and Geraldine, you came into the process fairly early, too. What brought you in, and what has happened since you've been involved?
When Ken first came to me, I was the elders coordinator at Sonemo, and they directed him more or less. He came to me, and knowing Tom was one of the elders that created music, and there were also other groups in the community that performed songs, did songs. So being very busy, I directed him to Tom and kind of just waved him away and go see Tom. And then later on, He came back, and by then I was up at VIU working at Elder in Residence part-time, and here comes Ken. Oh, God. Chile radio station. Oh, late Chief Viola Wise was our chief at the time. We need to do a letter of support, you know, getting Chimenez, First Nation, and Sanawis coming together to support the radio. Oh, okay, we could do that. So Ken was very adamant of pulling us together. He had a vision. Okay, we can do that. And we did that, and we became on the radio. Along, we wanted the students at VIU also to be part of our program. And he had that vision so strong. Song was the most adamant. That was the key. But all along the way, as it grew, stories, history was also part of it. And along with song, sharing this history of Sonamo, sharing the history of Chimenez and Sanawis. And then it grew bigger. It grew bigger by having Powell River as part of wanting to be part of the show. And then it's growing even more bigger because language became part of it, understanding the importance of language and how language was connected to songs. As you hear, some of our prayer songs is in language. Saying hello, greetings is in language. Understanding it'll do you no good if we speak to you in our language and you don't know what we're saying, so we have to teach it and share. History is part of language. Our place names within our traditional territories is so important to understand what those mean.
I tuned into the program a couple of times and happened to turn up the radio at the time of the language instruction, and they're little snippets, they're short bits. And I think that they're described as being easy. Now, here's an easy language lesson. But, you know, even as I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my phonetic spelling, Siumnatswelmo, as the name of the program. Tell us a bit about the name of the program. Kenny, maybe we'll start with you on this. What is your awareness and understanding of the name of the program, and where did the name come from?
One of our co-hosts that we brought in from Ziminas, the other territory south of Nanaimo here in Ladysmith, Buffy, and she was a big spark plug of it, and also Natasha Bob, who couldn't be here as well from Stanawis, and Buffy, well, I guess proper protocol was I needed a name for the show to submit and everything like that, so we had a meeting, we had lunch, and everybody deferred to Buffy. Let Buffy name it. and that name is it's a tough one, mm-hmm. but it capsulizes what the show is about, because she named it, and she could have named a short little thing like "Good Day," but she named it, and it honors the language, it honors the people, and Buffy is a voracious teacher and supporter of the language, and that, so that's why. So yeah, Siumnatswelmo. Yeah.
Yeah,
I have a picture here. You can't show the listeners, but
yeah.
About language. And what's cool about it is this is a marquee outside the school here. And I want to show it to Kevin there. Just there's some more language there.
Oh,
that's outside of Solaire School.
Yeah, I don't see the...
Right there is the bottom of the language.
And is that saying?
Yeah, and when I drove by that and hanging out with Geraldine, I'm learning the language. And one of the fundamental things I think First Nations would like... one of our other co-hosts, Devin, she says, I think it would be proper and respectful to learn at least some language mm-hmm. in the territory you're living. So I'm driving by there, and I see that sign, and it says 30 kilometers, Solaire School, and at the bottom it says, Aichquel.
Yeah.
And it looks like some kids kind of just threw some letters mm-hmm. together and mm-hmm. vandalized a song. Mm-hmm. But actually, it says, good day, Aichquel. Yeah. So I think it's language, and I'm going off here, but that's how important that title is, the name.
Yeah. Well, language is an important part of the show, and Geraldine, tell us more about it.
And then CM, we use CM in everything. Ah, CM, CIA. CM is respect, respect. Mm-hmm. Ah, CM, CIA, respected friend. Ah, CM, Nkhwamo, respected.
In other words, as we translate honored or respected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there's something else going on in terms of, you know, we got songs and language and history and culture coming through. There's also an emphasis, and Geraldine, you mentioned this in an article, an excellent article that Nicholas Pescod wrote about the show, and it's the award that you've received. We're going to ask you about that in a second. But you want to emphasize the positive things that are happening in the communities. Tell us more about that.
The positive things in a community of our own, within each community, the young of coming forward, wanting to know more, wanting to understand culture, want to understand who they are within themselves, within their homes. The reconciliation of the residential school not only took away culture, not only took away, that's the negative side. Now is the time to flip the coin, to flip that leaf, to say, okay, now is the opportunity has come. Your elders may be gone, but there are those in the community known as the traditional knowledge keepers who are now stepping forward to begin a new life, to offer you the language, to offer you history, to offer you the land from the mountain to the rivers to the ocean. There's no time to complain. There's only time to step forward, to be a student, mm-hmm. to be mentored by those in the community.
And in fact, you mentioned in the article that young people, or I guess people of any age, are coming back using university studies yes. as a way to find their voice and reclaim their place or yes. their heritage.
Yeah, and the universities are also looking at those elders in residence as being the mentors to be able to use us. And we at Vancouver Island University are the first ones to become part of faculty. So we co-teach what we know inside.
Yeah, very important development. We have about a couple of minutes left here, but I want to ask each of you to comment on the program receiving the NESCI Award. It's a national award. It has to do with Aboriginal
Public Affairs Broadcasting.
Public Affairs Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Kenny, what does it mean to you? What did it mean to you to have that award?
Well, it meant a lot because I really wanted Natasha and Geraldine and Buffy and Lawrence and Devin and all these people that make the show and contribute to it. And I wanted them to recognize that, be recognized in that. I didn't expect that at all. So, yeah, it was quite an honor. And that's hanging out with Geraldine and knowing, learning more about First Nations culture. Respect, like, we don't know. We as Westerners really don't understand that word. We think we do, respect and honor. There's not enough English words to describe what it means. So it was, yeah, it just warmed my heart, filled my heart, lift my hands.
Mm. Geraldine, thoughts?
For me, I really lift my hands to Ken, because if Ken didn't have that, I call, like a mosquito, how a mosquito could be a pest. I'm glad Ken was that little mosquito back in the first day, because if he wasn't there knocking on the door.
Mm-hmm. And, you again.
he didn't give up.
Yeah, he carried quite a torch for this program for some time.
He was so passionate about our history. Mm-hmm. We live it, we breathe it. But we didn't know how important it was. And I raised my hand to Chile, for the radio station, for opening that door for mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. Because here we are 3 days a week. It's only an hour. But look at where it got us in a year. And, Ken still has a vision for mm-hmm. what we still can do within the next year.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Because there's room to grow. That's obvious.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So what's next on the horizon in the next 15 to 20 seconds, Ken?
Well, like you say, you usually conclude last word. I just want to say that we didn't come on here to get a pat on the back or anything. What I really want to vision is this is another opportunity, just like the newspaper article or whatever. It's a vehicle to get more people involved, because that's what it's about. There was a student from whatever the school is, Wellington or something like First Nations. He was going to contribute to hip-hop. So he can... I'm talking to you as a listeners now, not just Kevin. You're welcome to join in and join Geraldine and I with the show and contribute. We got another gal, Celestine. She's going to be a storyteller, and she's going to be contributing. So it's just, yeah, on the horizon. And then you want to have, I've got to tell Geraldine, she's going to have a fashion show.
Yeah. on the radio. Geraldine, last words for you.
And like Kent, we do have ideas, you know, until those ideas become real. And then, you know, for the listeners out there, just to be able to, in the future, listen to the radio. And as we unfold, you will see.
Geraldine Manson, Kenny Brault, thanks very much for taking the time
to join us.
Thank
you very much. Heitschka.
Heitschka.
Kenny Brault is a longtime CHLY on-air personality and musician, and Geraldine Manson is a full-time elder in residence at Vancouver Island University. Listen to CM Nachwelmo right here on CHLY every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.